理课堂听 class.com。
Stone says state officials will be under intense pressure from livestock owners and hunters to kill more wolves, and she believes that they will be less able to stand up to that pressure than federal wildlife officials have been.
People need to understand that there's a lot of hostility towards the animals here. You know, the entire state legislature voted in support of getting rid of all the wolves in the state by any means possible.
Ranchers and hunters are relieved that the state is taking over.
That's definitely a step in the right direction.
Ted Hoffman is a rancher in Mountain Home, Idaho, who recently spotted a wolf a couple miles from his cows.
For those of us that have livestock here in Idaho, it comes down to private property. We've been prevented by law from defending our property, our livestock, in an effective manner for many years. Most citizens would not tolerate the position that the federal government put us into, and we're certainly glad to see that it's finally ending.
Ranchers already are allowed to shoot wolves that are chasing or attacking livestock, and they can apply for permits to shoot problem wolves on site. The federal government has only given out a few of these permits. Ranchers hope state officials will be more generous.